I read a little bit today on from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5. And it just encouraged me. I put a note on the messenger page of the church there for those that have messenger and are connected to the church messenger page. Ephesians 1 chapter 1 verse 4 through to 5. And this really stimulated something within me. For He, God, chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. I remember the first time that really hit me. I suddenly realized that before anything existed, God picked me. He picked you. He knew your name. He knew everything about you. And when that came upon me, I'm like, how does He do it? How does God do that? Just absolutely mind-blowing that God can know so much about me and I know so little about me. Ever got to that point where you suddenly realise that you know very little about yourself and God knows far much more about you?
Yeah.
I know Mick and I just had a quick conversation, and it is amazing how when God suddenly decides that He needs to deal with something in our lives that we didn't even know was there. And then suddenly the finger of God just comes around and goes, by the way, Andrew, we need to deal with this.
Yeah.
Whoa. Ever had that happen? Yeah. I'm glad I'm not on my own. And it's like, but I thought we'd dealt with that, God. No. Only partially. But you know, as I've looked at Scripture over the years, we're going to realise our lives are a little bit like, well, the Bible says our lives are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And if you think about the Old Testament temple, it had many rooms in it. It had a number of rooms. It wasn't just those three that we talk about, but they were ancillary rooms when they built it out of stone. And you know that from Nehemiah, when Sambal and Tobias and his mates had put their junk in a room in God's temple. And Nehemiah goes back after a number of years, 10 years I think it was, and he's going round inspecting everything, that it's all in order, opens this door, and there's all this junk inside that has nothing to do with the temple. And he says, whose is this? What's this all about? Oh, well, it's... Yeah, these were his arch enemies. These were the guys that were going to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were going to stop the wall from being built. Can you see how the devil sneaks in, thinks, oh, well, you know, we're mates of Nehemiah, you know. Oh, yeah, known him a long time. And the devil can say that about you and me, I've known him a long time. Yeah? God's known you even longer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so our lives are like many, there are many rooms. So sometimes, you know, God begins to work through us. We're filled with the Holy Spirit, but then there's a process where there is a continual cleansing. There's a continual moving forward in our life. There's a continual preparation for works of service.
Yeah.
You know, Paul, although when he got saved on that Damascus road, he had a mighty experience. But what happened to him then? For 3 years, nobody heard nor saw Paul. He went into the wilderness, and I believe, you know, he allowed God to begin a process, working in him, working in him. Now we don't always, you know, we don't always have that time where we can set ourselves to one side and allow God that time. Our lives get so busy. But the great thing is that God knew us before the foundations of the earth. He says, I know you, I know your faults. And therefore I sent Jesus to die for all your faults, for all your sins, for all the wrongdoings that I've ever done and I'm going to do. You think you're going to do something wrong? I probably will, yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody will wind me up at some stage and I'll... Oh dear. It's not happened to you, has it, David? Oh. Not today, no, he hasn't been out today. But thank God we've a God who loves us and cares for us. And that actually, it says in this verse of Scripture, it says, He knew us, He chose us before the foundations of the world. To be, get this, to be holy and blameless in love before Him. That's where we're going. Didn't say you'd arrived. Because you probably, but if you've arrived there, you're probably perfect. And, you're going to be doing, any minute, there's going to be a chariot or something coming down and picking you up, and we're going to be going, did you see that? Well, some people think I'm an idealist. Anybody think God's an idealist? Eh? Anybody? I've got one nod at that. Anybody think that God's an idealist? Two? Three? Yeah? Yeah, well, okay. Then I'm just like my father. I'm an idealist. I've got to be. I can't, Some people are very pessimistic, I had a number of pessimistic people telling me we were never going to get this building. And I had to fight this pessimism. It's a spirit. I had to fight this spirit of pessimism, and because it will bring you down, and it will bring you to a point of defeat. Whereas when you're optimistic, you can't see the, you don't look for them flaws. You just look into the end goal, and somehow you are going to get there. God's like that. Can you imagine? You look down the corridors of time and for 4,000 years. He had to endure animal sacrifices for 4,000 years. Huh? Hush. You heard that? Grace said, she had to shut up. Praise God. I can use that. Shut up. Praise the Lord. 4,000 years. Oh boy. And then he said, enough's enough. I've had enough of this. One sacrifice. I'm sending somebody. Sending Jesus. My Son. Hallelujah. My Son, that eternal sacrifice. He came and He died on that cross once for all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No more sacrifices. That was it. Praise God. He did that for you and for me. He did that so that we might live blameless before Him. I said He did that so that you might live blameless before God. Yeah, but Andrew, I make some mistakes. Yeah, but the Word says you will live blameless before God because our sins are removed. Past, present, future. Because I know we are not yet perfect, but I honestly believe that, the Word says that when we are made perfect, then those who have gone on before they too shall be made perfect. So guess what? Everybody's waiting for you. Modern translation will be, everybody's waiting for you. Everybody that's gone on before is waiting for you to become perfect, then they too shall be made perfect. You see, at the moment, those who have gone on before are not yet perfect. Still in school, by the way, is the term I use. They're still being trained, they're still being taught. And they're all saying, I wish that lot down there would get themselves sorted out. Because that's what the word says. When we are made perfect, then they too shall be made perfect. Hallelujah. See, those who've gone on before are still connected to us.
Yeah.
We're still connected to them. It says we're surrounded by a great host of witnesses.
Yeah.
And they're all cheering you on.
Amen.
So, come on, David, go for it. Come on, David, do it again. Come on, David. And we're standing on the promises of the Word of God. We're standing on this Word. And so I believe that God wants us... See, a Bible don't turn off, does it? You know. Phone. It's turning off. Bible don't... The page stays there, don't it? You know. And so, God wants you to come to that place of realization that you're about to be made perfect. Wow. Praise God. Can you imagine a world with a perfect David? Glory to Jesus. Somebody, I've just heard somebody say, I wish he'd do it earlier. Oh, dear me. Praise God. But God is there. This is where God is drawing us to. I mean, God sees us perfect. It's just that we have got to come to that point.
He sees the end.
That's right. But you see what it is? We don't see ourselves perfect. We think we know ourselves better than God. And by the way, you don't. He says that He even knows your thoughts. He even knows what you intend to do before you've done it. Now then. So, you and I have to realize that God sees you as the perfect finished work because Christ is the perfect finished work. And so we're in Him and Christ is in us. So we should be that. God sees us as that perfect finished work, but we're journeying to that. And we need to begin to see ourselves as that perfect finished work. Through Jesus Christ, through the cross, through His resurrection, and say, that's my goal. That's who I am. That's what I'm supposed to be. That's what I am going to be. That's what I am.
Amen. Amen.
And we're journeying into that. And I honestly do believe that there'll come a time when there is going to be people in church and a number of people in churches that have come to that point of perfection. Enoch. I mean, this is before Noah and all the things. You know, Enoch, it says, he walked with God and was not. Do you want to be a was not? Hallelujah. Be a was not for Jesus, you know. Hey? Don't be an if I'd. If I'd only done this, if I'd only done that, if I'd only gone there, if I'd only said that, if I'd only, you know, don't be an if I'd. If ifads are no good, don't join that tribe.
No.
Join the tribe of was nots.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're gone. And you know, I think as the church gets to that point of coming to that place of being was not, then look out. Look up. For then He's coming. Because that's when we become that glorious bride. That's when we come to that point of being absolutely spotless in the very presence of Almighty God, that we're journeying that journey to absolute total perfection. God is perfect. God is pure. And so we are journeying into that likeness to be like Him. And that's where the Lord's taking us. Verse 5 in that same chapter 1 says, He, God, predestined us to be adopted as sons through Christ Jesus for Himself. He's a very jealous God, you know. But jealous in the right way. That He created you, He made you, and He's jealous for you to be successful. He's jealous for you to be a son and daughter of the living God. And actually carrying out the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons in My name. Yes. Hallelujah. Be the light. But I'm not there, Lord, yet. No, but keep journeying. Stick with it. Stay at it. Let this Word of God do the cleansing. Let this Word of God begin to form its plans in you. Because that's what it's about. It's about God forming His plans in you. It's about God shaping you and forming you. I remember when they used to give Bibles away in school. I've still got my school Bible. And I remember one of the minor prophets, there was a sketch. I remember one of them, he had a plumb bob in his hand. Some of you, what's a plumb bob? Yeah, it's for doing straight lines, vertical, isn't it? Is it Amos? Yeah, it was Amos with a plumb bob. And then there was another one where it was the hand on the pot, on the potter's wheel. Spoke more to me than the words in the book at that time. And you think, wow. One thing I realised is that God wants to get His hand on you. God wants to get His hand on you. He wants you in the palm of His hand. That's the best place. That's the safest place to be. That's the place. Might be sometimes I feel like it's the toughest place. But it's tough love that God is dealing out to us. It's tough love that God is moving towards us. God is love. I love it when it talks about being adopted. You weren't an accident just waiting to happen. You know? Some of us might have been accidents. Oh, we didn't plan for, you know, I don't know, some of you may have heard that. Oh, we didn't plan for you. You just came along by accident. Great, thanks. I really feel welcome and appreciate that comment. And no, I'm not rejected, am I? No, I'm just not really fully, you know. My timing was a bit off, or yours, I don't know, maybe. Yeah. You know, and you get the blame. If it hadn't been for you, you know, I wouldn't have married your mother. You know. Hey, come on. Hey, that's life. This is what happens, isn't it? Right, it doesn't happen today, right, so much. They just can't be bothered, like, they just walk off. I mean, the stories are here. You know, but it was a bit like that at times. Oh, if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have married your mother. You know, but, hey. But don't worry. God brought you into the world at this time for a certain thing to do a certain work. It's planned. You're not an accident looking for a place to happen. You're on a definite plan. You're on a definite trajectory in God to do exploits in the kingdom of God. Don't get excited, because I'll do it for you in a bit. I can jump up and down for a while, you know. Do you you want to preach?
No.
Oh. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, God has picked the time for you, for where you are now.
Yeah.
Because He knows that you will succeed.
Amen.
Not succeeds, but succeed in Him.
Yeah.
That you are going to be victorious.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You came here for such a time as this.
Amen.
Praise God. God has predestined you. He's appointed you for a place,
yeah,
for a purpose.
Yeah.
And you know it says, and it's all according to His good pleasure of His will.
Yeah.
See, God is delighting in what He's doing in you. God is delighting in what He's seeing happening through doing something in you, how you are flowing and following Him, and the great potential that God sees in you as an individual.
Amen.
I know some of us who have been to school, when we were at, well, we've all been to school, and you know, some of the teachers would say, well, that one will never make a hope, will it? You know, I mean, waste of time. And you know, I mean, let's be honest, you've heard it said. And then when you go back to school a few years later and you tell them what you're doing, you say, well, I'd have never believed it. Do you know that? I got you down as a right loser. Yeah, well, just see how wrong you can be. Because when God gets His hand on you,
you're a winner.
Praise God. I remember one of my school teachers, she taught RE, Miss Nash. Oh, I was her favourite. Oh yes. I was in that year. I was her favourite. She told my sister that. Didn't tell me. And when the Lord saved me, I think they were running a youth club, and I went back to a youth club that they were running at school, and she was there. And I started telling her that, you know, I'm going to this Pentecostal church. Pentecostal church, you. She couldn't believe it. Yeah, that's not for you. It's not your style. You know, I was quiet, shy, reserved. Pardon? No, I know you won't never believe it, but that's what I was. But when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I suddenly changed. The change started. I became bold. And started pressing in for more. And that's what we've got to do. Keep that move of the Spirit in our lives. That's what these two verses have said to me this last few hours. That through Christ we've been adopted. Through Christ I'm chosen. Through Christ I'm appointed. Through Christ, I'm anointed. Hallelujah. Through Christ, I have absolute and total forgiveness.
Amen.
Through Christ, I can do all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Through Christ, I can stand before my Heavenly Father. Call Him Father. And walk into His very presence. And hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. And so for each and every one of us, you know, I wrote after that, thank the Lord, for He chose us not on what we are able to do, but on what He has planned from the very beginning of time. For His plan is for what we might become by walking in His Word and by walking in His presence. These things will bring us into our eternal destiny.
Amen.
Through Christ. Let the word be strong in each and every one of you. And I believe that to be true. Don't listen to what the devil's got to say. Don't focus on your past. Don't focus on your failures. God's dealing with them. Step out of them. Let the Holy Spirit clean the rooms. Step out of them. Don't hold on to the past. Don't be like Lot's wife. You know, she's been delivered. She's on her way out. And she's just looking back for what she had. It said she turned into a pillar of salt. Lost it all. No, don't look back. You and I can't change history.
No.
Guess what? God can't neither. Wow. God cannot change history. But the future. Your future in God. Hallelujah. Is secure in Him. He's making that happen. As we stand close to Him, as we walk in His presence, as we stand in Him, and as we allow His Holy Spirit to just continue to guide us and His Word to continue to guide us, we'll see victory.
Amen.
Time and time and time again. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. The victory is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise His wonderful
Absolutely.
Name. You're not a loser.
No, amen.
Hallelujah. You're a winner.
Yeah.
You're a winner in Christ Jesus. You have victory in Christ Jesus. There's a peace that comes through Christ that surpasses anything else that the world has. There is a peace in God. And that's what we need to be focusing on. The victories, the winnings, the things that God has promised in His Word and saying, I believe. Remember, was it Doubting Thomas? I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. Make sure that your doubts are shrinking all the time. Starve them of the food that feeds doubts. Words like, you'll never do it. You'll never amount to much. You'll never succeed at that. You're never going to be anything. Words like that. Nobody loves you. Nobody wants you. Everybody hates you. All those things, you push those to one side. And you focus on what God says about you. Hallelujah. You're not rejected, you're chosen. Hallelujah. You've been accepted in the Beloved. Praise His wonderful name. There's a purpose for your life. And say you're not an accident looking for a place to happen. You're already happening. Hallelujah. Now press into that. Hold on and push forward. And see God moving in power. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Are you going to receive it?
Yes.
Amen. We have to do these things now. We have to press into these things. I think just for a few minutes, we'll just ask the Holy Spirit to just speak to us. You know, we're teaching in Bible school, and those of you that haven't been in Bible school, you can... Daniel will send you a link if you want, and you can listen to our teachings on the gifts of the Spirit, etc., that have been done. And we want the whole church. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
We want the whole church to be moving in the giftings, in the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fruit and gifts are different. but they're still available to all the church. And we want every one of you to be moving in these Christ-like Holy Spirit anointing. Because that's what it is. You know, people say, well, I'd like the gift of prophecy. Others say, well, I'd like the gift of healing. Others say, I'd like the word of knowledge. I'd like them all.
Amen.
I'd like them all. Do you know why? You see, if there's nobody in the church sick, and I've just got the gift of healing, I'm going to have to sit down and wait, aren't I? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. So I want to be in a place where when there is a need, then I am a vessel, a channel, whereby the Holy Spirit is able to flow through me. I might major in some giftings of the Spirit. But others may be just, when they're needed, God just says, right, I'm going to use you, Andrew, because you're available. I'm going to use you, David, because you're available. I'm going to flow through you. Nothing wrong with that. Because we're in Christ. Christ moved in all these gifts. I know you're going to say, well, he was perfect. Yeah, but I'm on the road to perfection. Right, what about you? I'm journeying that journey. So if I'm journeying that journey, then to be like Christ, to do like what Christ did, is not out of the way. It's not being disrespectful. Yeah, that's right. I'm in him, and greater works shall we do in his name. And we want what God wants. And I want to see each and every one of you moving in God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah, thanks. One of them. Yeah. Moving in God. Flowing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, we've done this before. We've just said, right, we're just going to wait on the Holy Spirit. We're just going to ask the Lord to just... It might give you a couple of words. It might give you a picture. It might give you a sentence to share with the church. You might have no idea who it's for or what it really means. I've told you the story of the wheelbarrow. So, hey, whatever God, the Holy Spirit, is going to say, let's just open ourselves up right now. Because we're being made perfect to receive. And we just say, Holy Spirit, just come amongst us in a stronger and a deeper way. And Lord, we just open ourselves up to you. And Lord, we push back doubts, push back unbelief, we push back condemnation. Father, just speak to us from your throne room.